Wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Keep it coming, man. Need that stuff like I need air. I just need coffee more. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Great to have you here. Tim Hunter set to fill up your morning with an endless supply of Everett's Greatest Hits. All those songs you know that you can sing along with, we got them right here. Right now, I get to goof off a little bit. So, pop quiz. Do you know what the current price of a first-class U.S. postage stamp is? I hadn't paid attention for a long time. Right now, they are 63 cents for a forever stamp. They're going up to 66 cents on July 9th. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You don't need to feed it and show it a movie. Just get it to where I'm trying to get it to. And new research says that to be perfect, a nap should last 26 minutes. However, the even more perfect nap would be if the boss doesn't notice. So, things to strive for. As we get ready to play more of Everett's Greatest Hits in a couple of minutes. Feeling good, getting closer to that weekend. Thursday morning, it's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter playing them for you, kind of showing off what you could be listening to over the weekend. And God knows how long this weekend's going to be. If you take along the KRKO app, you download it. It's in the App Store of your phone right now. You download it on your phone, and that allows you to take this music no matter where you're going or how many days you're going to be taking off over the next week.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Oh man, I know so much. I want to make sure you know this stuff too. I don't know if you've heard about the smoke back east. Smoke from the Canadian fires have come down into the U.S. Chicago has the actual worst air quality in the world. Remember that happening around here? Costco cracking down on people using other people's membership cards, and they're doing random ID checks of people while you're shopping there. Driver's license needs to match your Costco card. So you heard Ryan Seacrest is taking over for Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune when Pat retires next year. What about Vanna White? I will tell you that Vanna White apparently has hired a high-powered attorney for a couple of reasons to see what she can do about staying on, but also Vanna hasn't gotten a raise in 18 years. Pat has. But by the way, her current salary, $3 million a year. Yeah, they can sort that all out. You know how you go down to Oregon and you get out of the car to get gas and an attendant comes out and you're not allowed to pump your own gas in Oregon? That's done. You know, they've made it legal so you can put in your own gas. New Jersey, now the only state, still requiring an attendant to do that dangerous job for you. And from our Department of Karma news file, the makers of the app Let Me Spy, which allows you to spy on Android phone users, well, they now say they were hacked. So if you gave them your information, that's all up there now. So, so you got it to spy on somebody and now everyone has your information. Yeah, karma. All right, that's what I know. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter on Thursday. One of my top five favorite work days of the week. But this day has a special meaning to me.
Mari the Movie Guy is on KRKO, so don't you cry. He'll let you know of films that are so dandy, but never Randy.
Okay, well, maybe he'll try.
It's Mari the Movie Guy.
Yeah, our very own Maury, the movie guy, checks in once each week to give us some entertainment options for our upcoming weekend. What you got this week, Maury?
Yeah, first of all, did you see I bought a car?
I did. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you very
a
much.
A big person car.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You're
yeah,
an adult really
cool.
Now.
I know. It's really cool. All right. First up, brand new in theaters, it's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
What do you think? Is this going to be a good one?
You know what? From what I've read, the reviews, it's a 10 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, it's getting huge, fantastic reviews. Harrison Ford is 80 years old.
I know.
Can you imagine, you know, when my dad, may he rest in peace, was 80 years old, I don't think he could have recorded or filmed a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he couldn't have done The Dial.
And The Destiny.
And The Destiny.
So he races against time to retrieve a legendary dial that can change the course of history.
Cool.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge co-stars. Fleabag.
That's Fleabag. It. Fleabag.
Yeah. She plays his goddaughter. So that's brand new in theaters. Brand new in theaters. And next on Amazon, it's... Are you into the Jack Ryan show?
Yes. Oh, that's right. That comes back.
Yeah. It's the fourth and final season of Jack Ryan. Now he's the CIA acting deputy director. And he has to go again and unlock and uncover suspicious black ops that are going on. Unlike the previous seasons of Jack Ryan, which were released in one block, you know, where you can like binge the whole thing.
Right.
This is going to be a little different. The first two episodes are debuting tomorrow. And then two more episodes July 7th. And then the last two July 14th. Six episodes. Normally they have eight, but the final here is six episodes.
Wow.
So yeah, check that out. Jack Ryan. The final season. And then finally on Apple TV, there is a series called Hijack starring Idris Elba. And when flight KA-29 is hijacked during its seven-hour journey from Dubai to London, corporate negotiator Sam Nelson tries to use his professional skills to save everyone on board. This is like eight episodes of this. That's it. Again, reminder, come out to the Everett 4th of July, the radio station. I will be in the parade. It's always fun to be in a parade, right?
Will you be clearly identified? Will your shirt say Maury the Movie Guy?
No.
That would help.
And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon up in Arlington, I will be the announcer for the Arlington 4th of July parade.
It's almost too much Maury, you know?
I know it is.
It really is.
I'm a D-list celebrity in Arlington.
It's up to D now, huh?
I'm huge. Yeah, huge. All right, sir. Have a safe and sane one, and we'll see you next week.
Not if I go to the movies before you. I don't know. Guess that didn't make sense. Maury, the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Those in a moment. Man, we are taking care of you this morning. Hey there, it's KRKO and Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits. Heading into the week of, so how many days are you going to take off? Yeah, holidays on Tuesday. Is Monday going to be a work day for you? And then Tuesday, that's a nighttime holiday, which means it'd sure be nice to have Wednesday off. Then you go, well, why don't I just blow off the whole week? And then it's, maybe I should just win the lottery. Can't do much about that one, but you know, you watch the national weather and see what's going on throughout the rest of the country. We are in the sweet spot. A little cool in the morning, beautiful sunshine in the afternoon. Aqua Sox got a day game today. I'm going to be taking that in. If you're anywhere near behind home plate, I got the station's tickets. Look for me. I'll be wearing shorts. That ought to narrow it down right there. I'm just glad we're here and not in places like old Florida. There's a Florida man who's been told he's not going to be charged now after he heard a noise out by his pool the other night and fired 30 shots at it from an AR-15, only to find out later it was just the pool guy coming by to clean his pool. I mean, wouldn't it have made a ton of sense to just yell out, "Hey, you!" But no, gotta fire 30 shots randomly down by the pool. I tell you. Yeah, we told you yesterday that Paul McCartney is blaming Bruce Springsteen for getting fans used to four-hour concerts, where any respectable rock musician should keep it to three. Just so you know. A little something going on there. Hey, good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Sure hope you took my advice. I think I mentioned this once before about downloading our KRKO app, because if you do that, Not only will you be able to take these songs wherever you go, because you know where you go, so goes your phone, but also the mere act of doing that puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. We're going to give away another one tomorrow morning.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. A man in Minnesota is behind bars after an unprovoked attack on restaurant patrons and employees. He walked into the restaurant and randomly began throwing Skittles at them. Huh. There's an Eat Less Meat movement underway in Germany that's apparently picking up steam. They are now consuming the least amount of meat per person that they've ever recorded since they've been keeping track. Pepsi is trying out something new at four Major League Baseball ballparks on the 4th of July. Pepsi-infused ketchup to go with your hot dog. It's called Cola Chop, and it'll debut at home games for the Detroit Tigers, Minnesota Twins, Arizona Diamondbacks, and New York Yankees, but not here. Anheuser-Busch executives responsible for that whole Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light thing are no longer with the company. It had been announced they were, quote, on leave. Turns out it's a permanent leave. And speaking of Budweiser, they are begging and pleading you to drink their beer again so much that between now and July 8th, when you buy a 15-pack of Budweiser, Bud Light, Budweiser Select, or Budweiser Select 55, they will send you a $15 rebate. Pretty much a wash. So, free beer. All right, there's your food news. Yeah, it's Everett's greatest hits in your radio. KRKO, Tim Hunter, got some Fleetwood Mac, Kansas, 10cc, all before 8 o'clock. We got Maury the Movie Guy coming in next hour with some entertainment options. Maury and I were chatting a moment ago. One of the dumb things I do, I listen to KRKO at home on Alexa. And then the phone rings or my wife says, "Hey, Tim." And so I say, "Alexa, down to volume one." And then we wrap that up and I go back to work. And then a half hour later, I hear a noise. I'm trying to figure out where that sound's coming from. Then I realized I'd turned my Alexa down to one. And I do this over and over.
Here's what I do dumb then, on that same vein.
Oh, good.
Where my desk is in the at the radio station, it's next to the traffic studio, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I will be sitting there working, and then I think to myself, God, do I hear music coming from somewhere? And then I go, this happens all the time to me. And then I go, oh, yeah, I work at a radio station, and it's coming from over there. So, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
That's funny.
That's one of the stupid
things. Well, we have something in common then.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I look forward to hearing about our entertainment options from you, Maury, next hour.